of Angels. I was in Europe in 2006. I had gone there with a team of young missionaries. We ministered in the UK and Germany, then moved on to Holland. Due to an unexpected cancellation in Holland, we returned to London early. Since we had several days of downtime before returning home, we decided to do some street ministry. The area we chose was in Stratford, England. As we walked about sharing the gospel, it was obvious that we were being shadowed by one bearded man or another. Nevertheless, we moved on with our plans. I pitched my easel in numerous locations where there was ample foot traffic. I had an opportunity to pray with several people. Other members of our team went to a residential neighborhood in the same area and knocked on doors. The evening before we were to board our flight back, we got news in our hotel that all flights leaving Heathrow Airport had been canceled. The following morning, we checked out of our rooms and made our way to the airport. Anxious travelers were pressing into the terminals when we arrived. When we were finally able to elbow our way inside, we saw that the entire airport was packed tighter than a circus clown's suitcase. There was also a substantial presence of law enforcement and armed military personnel. No explanation was given for the cancellations. We waited hour after hour. It appeared that nothing bigger than a bird was flying out of London that morning. Hours passed. Then finally, a voice over the loudspeakers began to announce flight numbers which had resumed their services. One by one, we watched as the now boarding sign flashed on the screens above the ticket counters. Eventually, the only flights yet grounded were those scheduled to return to the United States. After additional hours of waiting, we were finally cleared to board our plane and returned home. There was much nervous speculation among the passengers for the flight delay. Nevertheless, I knew that we would be born of angels en route home. It was only after we were safely back in our homes in the States that we learned of the flight cancellations at Heathrow. In fact, it was almost impossible to miss it because the reports of the delay were being broadcast on practically every news outlet around the world. Terrorists had attempted to blow up aircraft bound from Heathrow to the United States. Bomb-making materials were seized and 24 terrorists were arrested. News reports indicated that the plot had come ominously close to succeeding. The story doesn't end there. Several days later, we received a message from our host church in the UK. They said that we had been proclaiming the love of Christ on the very streets, possibly, based on photographs, the exact homes where the terrorists were arrested.